Hi, this might be Nellie.
Hi, Mike. This is Lee calling from Oracle Support, returning your call.
Yes, okay, Lee, I got a question here on Oracle, and I'm going to, you might want to get into my computer. I've got Oracle open here. What happened was I sent a quote, okay, to a client, and, you know, waiting for him, I guess, well, so he could approve it or whatever, right? You know, and look at it, review it, and approve it. Okay, so pulling up his email, he said here, he said, "Hi, Mike, when I clicked the approve link, it says something went wrong." That's all the information I got from him. I mean, he accepted the quote, you know, anyway. I mean, it like, you know, then I told him, I said, well, he said, I don't know. I said, I'll check it out with our corporate, being you guys, with Oracle, but everything should be fine. And I said, we already got a ticket created from the quote to dispatch the truck Thursday. And, you know, and he sent me back an email saying that we are good with the pricing. It's just that I guess when he tried to hit the approve link, it says, you know, it says, it gave his name. It says, on behalf of Badger Daylight, thank you for this opportunity to provide a quote on the upcoming project. Please find the attached proposal for your review. After reviewing, click the respective link below to accept. And so I guess when he hit that approve, it gave him a, said something went wrong. Now, what that is, I don't know, because I wasn't on that end of it, you know.
And he didn't send you a print screen or anything, so we don't know. But everything we see on our end is that it worked okay, correct?
Well, I guess, yeah. He never did a, let's see, what, you know, proof. When I pull up the quote, let's see here. I've got it pulled up. And let's see what to say. Quoted. I don't know. Should it say accept or not? I don't see anything it says. It just has a quote number. And then I guess I could hit accept quote. It has a place for me to hit accept quote on it. What if I sent this quote to you, and like an email to you, and then you tried to accept it or something, but it and that maybe show you the error message or what?
You can try, sure.
That's what I'm thinking. We might try it, right?
But then, if I accept it, is that okay? If I
don't
get
know.
The error.
Then you'll have to delete it or something, I guess, right? I don't know how that would work, but, you know, I don't know. I'm not the expert on this, so.
So you're not, are you seeing the quote as accepted or not? I'm just trying to get this. Yes, okay,
well,
so you're seeing it's.
He accepted it, like, just by saying in the email, let's see. Well, okay, I bet under quote status. See, under quote status, it says quoted.
Can you give me your computer number?
Yeah.
And then I can.
23526.
23526. Okay, that'll be maybe a little easier.
Yeah.
We'll see. Soon, we'll see.
All right, now I'll hit consent to control.
Yeah. Quote status quoted. So, yeah, it doesn't look like it's been accepted from him, but you might be able to accept it.
Right.
From here, and then use his email.
I'm just kind of wondering what happened on his end that was, which didn't, it gave him a weird message. That's kind of why I was wanting to try it out maybe with you to.
Yeah, if you want to send it to me, then you can. And if you've already got the approval, then I'm not doing any damage.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying right here?
Mm-hmm.
Where he goes, this was a quote, such and such. This would have been the message that he would have got from me, the quote, right
Mm-hmm.
here.
Yeah.
And then so he tried to hit that, a link, approve link. And then when he did, he says, when I click the approve link, it says something went wrong.
What happens when you hit that approve link?
Oh, no, I didn't try it.
Give it a shot.
Give it a shot. All right. I'll do it right here.
Okay, that's fine.
Just hit okay.
Mhm. So you're using Internet Explorer, which means you're going to get your knuckles wrapped. You are supposed to be on Chrome. Okay, so there's your error message.
Something went wrong. Please re-click approve link from your email again. In case the error persists, please reach out to your badge or representative.
Yeah. So I need to do a print screen of that and find out what that's about.
Well, I mean, I thought I was in. Oh, no. Okay, so I hit approve from, my Outlook, because that's where that's our email is. We go through Outlook. Now, Oracle may have sent the message through him through Chrome, right? Because I'm in, you're looking at a screen down here. So, see, here's where my Oracle at. That's in Google Chrome, right? Right there, see?
Oh, okay.
Accounts, right? So it was sent through him through Chrome.
Okay, so you were in Chrome when you did the – okay, so I won't wrap your knuckles. You're a good boy. Good kid. But for some reason opened up in Explorer when you hit that. So you don't have Explorer as you don't have Chrome as your default internet probably, and that's why that happened.
Okay, you want to set that up then, maybe?
I don't know if I can remember how.
Okay.
So yeah, it wants to open here, and we wanted it to open here.
Well, that's because all of our emails are through Outlook. When we go in, all the Badger employees, we use Microsoft Outlook as our email.
Yep. Yeah, me too.
But Oracle is under Google Chrome.
Well, Outlook isn't married to. Well, I guess it is kind of married to Internet Explorer, although they're not, for some reason, they're not keeping it up. So I think that's going to be changing.
Okay. But I mean, I don't, that's kind of, we need to make sure that, when we send something to the client, for them to accept it, it should be easy for them to do it. They should just be able to hit that accept button and everything's good, because you don't want to, they don't have time to fool with something that goes bad, right?
Yeah.
Like he's a general superintendent, so he's out in the field a lot. He comes into the office maybe in the afternoon, but he's out there checking all these different job sites that he's got superintendents working at, right?
Yeah. Gonna give me the right one. It still doesn't look right. No, it's not letting me set it. Don't want to screw that up. Programs, default programs. No? That's what happens when you've got different versions. I'm just wondering if it would not do that if you were in, wouldn't bother with you right now, with this right now.
I mean, we can go ahead and, I can go ahead and accept a quote for him, I think, right?
Yeah, if it'll let you, I think you can.
Yeah, let's try that.
Okay. You go do, you go yeah. ahead, and I'm just going to see what happens here.
Okay. Unable to accept quote, please include a quote attachment before manually accept quote.
Okay, so you have to attach something. So you would attach his email saying that he approved it. So how do you attach to your... Oh, there's your attachments right there. It's on your
yeah.
right-hand side. Yeah, so just save your email, save his email accepting as a file, and then you can attach it there, and then you should be able to do it.
All right, let's do that then. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got to go back. Be like this one right here. When I clicked approve, it, something went wrong. Okay, so that now we got to go back to not.
So
that
you can
email,
just you can go file save as and save that trans that.
But, yeah, we need to save this one. This is the one where he says we are
okay.
good with the property.
That is the right one. You are correct. That is a better one.
Yeah. Right. Okay. So let's do a file save as and. And I'm going to put that under my quotes.
Yeah, that's a good idea. And you can change the name of the file to be the quote number, too, if you want.
Reference badge, quote, I'm going to
just
say.
Put it at the beginning or something. Oh, no, it's in there. It's in the
yeah,
quote
the
numbers
quote,
in there.
Yeah, the quote number's in there. And I'm going to say Epic Concrete or something. I'm going to go. Quote such and such. I'm going to put down at the behind it here. Can I? I'm going to add.
Yep, you can add.
Yeah. Epic Concrete.
Yep. Then
I'll know.
That makes a lot more sense to you. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So then we just hit save, right?
Mm-hmm.
On that, we should be good.
And now you can go back to Oracle and you can attach it.
Okay. All right. So we want to do, let's see here, file, choose file, right?
Yep.
And then we want to go into documents and find the, where is it? Ah, here it is, this folder. All right, and I think it was under, it said RE something.
Mm-hmm.
Probably be down here in the R's, right?
I hope so.
There it is. Yeah, right there. See?
Yeah. That's the one. Epic Concrete. Perfect.
All right. And then we just say add attachment, right?
I think you just go okay at this point because that's to add an additional attachment,
yeah.
I believe.
That would be add another one, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. We'll know in a second. Yeah. No, we did it right. Good job.
Okay. All right. So now... let's go back up to accept quote. Or no, I probably need to save it.
That's a good idea.
Accept quote.
Yeah. They did a good job of getting that save button drilled into you guys. Oh, look, there
yeah.
you go. All accepted. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, see it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So
okay.
Now we hit what? Save again, save and close, probably, right?
Yeah, you're good. So I'll create a ticket asking the question why you got that weird message. or why your customer got that message. You can let him know that you've accepted it on his behalf using his email as authorization, and then you should be okay. But they might contact you wondering, asking about the ticket we're creating, because I would like to still get that in there.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, because so that we can find out what caused that. Because you want to look at it again on when I hit the...
What was that? What was the error message? It said it just said something went wrong, right?
Yeah, when he hit the approve button, right?
Yeah.
So let's see over here. Where was that?
It was in your browser, your Internet Explorer browser, probably still sitting there.
Yeah. It's in there. It was in this one. See, there it is. Hi, Mike. When I click the approve link, it says something went wrong. You want to take a screenshot of that?
You know, I am going to take a screenshot of this, too, just so that we know where this is all coming from. Epic Concrete.
Right.
Let's get that address in there, too.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. All right, I will put those in a ticket and I will send it off. Who's going to get this? Probably Anushree is going to get this.
Okay.
And it might not be, given high priority because it's, you've already accepted and it's just we need to follow up and find out what happened. But
yeah.
And
so they could probably hit that approve button. Right. I don't, if they can go in there and they see that, so they know what the error. You want me to hit that approve button and it shows what that message is again?
Oh, I got it. I got the picture of it. So.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. Now I'm having problems finding you in our system. Mike, is it Mike or Michael?
I think it's under Mike.
Okay. It's not Michael. MC. Nope.
Yeah, MCNELLY.
Nope, not coming up. What am I going to do now?
How about Michael? You want to try Michael?
I did. Sometimes we lose our, they're called the ADs, address directories, which is
you want to try Michael Edward McNally?
Yeah, you're not coming up at all for some reason.
Well, that's weird.
I was put
on temporary furlough, on April the 16th, but then they brought me back, I believe, on May the 14th or 15th, May 14th, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but
it might. And I know that I was talking to you before, and I found you, and you're in the address. I believe you're in the emails addresses, which is what it's driven from. So they should be the same. Let me take another look.
Yeah, the email is, let's see, should be.
Yep, you're right there. I can see you right there. So mcnally@badgerinc.com.
Yeah.
Well, that's frustrating. It really makes it hard to do this. Okay, did I save that attachment? I think I did. Save as email from there. Yeah, I did that, so that's fine. I won't lose that picture. And I can go new. I'm just going to do a print screen of what you are in our directory because you're not showing up.
I'm an invisible man.
I'm not sure what the heck's going on there. I'll have to ask somebody to check that out because you should be showing up in our tickets directory so that we can, create tickets when we're talking to you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, I will create that ticket. Is there somebody else that can maybe be added to that ticket that would Otherwise, I can just put it to my name otherwise.
Oh, you, like you could, what do you mean, add to the ticket?
Like your area manager or something like that, so that, you know,
yeah,
and just let him know.
Yeah, Taylor Cook.
Taylor Cook. Yeah, he's there. Yay. Okay, so I am going to, that's not field services. You are sales. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sales.
Incident. Okay, so I'm raising this as an incident. I'm putting Taylor as the caller because you're not showing up. And I'm going to send that to Anushree to investigate, have our tech company investigate why that's happening. And user. It's a little bit higher, I think, when we're dealing with customers. So I'm going to bump that up and. No, I can. Okay. All right. So I've got all those attachments. Lovely attachments. So we've got good stuff to show to Anushree.
All
okay.
Right. Good. Yeah.
And you've got it accepted now, so you're good to go.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
So should I let Taylor know that?
Yeah, just let him know he's going to get some funny emails coming his way.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'll tell him that. So he'll know. And I'll tell him it's just because that my name is not showing up in the
ticket portal.
It's showing up in the email. My email is showing everything in the system, but in the, what do you call it? I guess your IT ticket system or help ticket system?
Yep. We call it ServiceNow. But yeah, you can call it whatever. It's
You call it what? IT or
ServiceNow.
ServiceNow, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'll send him a text so he knows that if he's getting some weird messages, okay?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. They'll come from I don't know who, IT help or something.
Yeah.
Just so he knows, because he hasn't created the ticket himself.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, you have a good rest of your day.
And you do the same. Thank you. I appreciate your help.
Okay. No problem. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.